Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Those of us who are United States citizens, by and large, live abundant lives. We know abundance, defined by the Oxford Dictionary as plentifulness of the good things of life, prosperity. Now, not every day, of course, not all the time, but the condition of our lives is generally a condition of abundance. We live in a nation that knows abundance. Not for everyone, not at the same level, and not all the time. And indeed, some people's lives are deprived, and they know not abundance, even as the nation itself overall grows richer and richer. The irony of the present day is that we have so much abundance and we cannot manage to distribute it equitably. Not absolutely equally, just equitably. Now, much of that abundance came from the wealth of the land that the European colonies and then the United States secured from the native peoples. And much came from the uncompensated labor of slaves. And later, some came from the undercompensated labor of immigrants. Nevertheless, the nation as a whole is abundant. And people come to this nation because of this and because of its freedoms. Because of freedom and because of abundance. Now, just to be sure I know I'm talking to the right people, is there anyone here who's 100% Native American? Anyone here who's part Native American? Yeah. So we all have ancestors who came to this land, and even if some were the original inhabitants, others were not. Now, who here this morning had one or more ancestors who came here from another country because of political or religious oppression? And who here this morning had one or more ancestors who came here to flee poverty or other troubles? So whatever our circumstances, those of us who are U.S. citizens and many immigrants or descendants of immigrants live abundant lives. Most of us know that we can keep living where we're living. We know that we'll have enough coming in to pay the bills. And we have more in our lives than we absolutely need. Not all of us and not all the time, but most of us most of the time. Now, the couple in the Thanksgiving door live their own abundant lives, even if their Thanksgiving dinner was burned. There was no question that they could afford to go to the restaurant. Yet, they were alone on Thanksgiving Day. You notice they didn't have children or relatives with them? So they were alone on Thanksgiving until they went down the street to the New World Cafe. There, in a twist of the storyline, an immigrant family welcomes them to a Thanksgiving dinner that is also their first family party after coming to this country. The family shares the abundance of food and family with two strangers who would otherwise be alone. Not unhappy with each other, Ed and Ann seem to get along just fine. but happier than they might have been when they were welcome, because they were welcomed into this large family gathering, unlike any Thanksgiving gathering they had ever known. Thanksgiving is a holiday where we celebrate abundance, the abundance of the land, the abundance of family, the abundance of our lives. Here at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood, we celebrate the abundance of our liberal religion. We celebrate a faith and community that values the inherent worth and dignity of every person and the democratic process in congregational life and society, that trusts people to work out their own belief systems and doesn't demand conformity, but instead encourages and nurtures them as they do so. A faith that values the abundance of the earth and cares for its fragility. That's our principle about the interconnected web of all existence, of which we are a part. A faith that's open to new sources of truth and inspiration, and to new people coming through the door. The abundance of our lives and of our faith means that we are called upon to share with others, to make the world more equitable, and to welcome the stranger who comes to our door. We also share by reaching out to others and make a welcome that way. You heard about the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee from our 6th and 7th grade students. Each year it invites us, and this is what it says on the box, to welcome a guest at your table. Wherever you eat dinner or breakfast or lunch as a family, that can be your guest through the holiday season. And what do we have here? Creating hope amidst darkness. Protecting people affected by disasters. Giving hope for the future. Bringing a brighter future to displaced families. A welcome. A welcome that can be abundant. For more justice means more abundant lives. It means abundance of material goods, to be sure, but equally important, it means abundance of freedom, of security, of respect for human dignity, and abundance in growing one's own self as a moral actor, as a spiritual being, as whatever kind of person you want to be in life. So we invite ourselves to use this little box to remind us to invite others as we grow ourselves. So when you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, celebrate the abundance of your life. Celebrate the love of family and friends. Celebrate the freedoms that you have. And welcome others who need a welcome. Remember in the story, the potato that keeps the door from closing all the way so someone can get in if they come to the door. We all need a potato in our door. We all need to be ready to welcome others, whether it's to dinner, to our religious community, to our network of friends. So it is my prayer and my hope this Thanksgiving that you and I will each find ways to welcome others into the abundance of our lives. And in a time when there are troubles for people who immigrate or who have immigrated, as I listen to public radio this morning with interviews of what are called dreamers, children who came here with their parents and who are themselves not citizens, who under the deferred action, DACA, I can't remember exactly what that stands for, to be able to stay here, have fears that their status may change. Do those who come here, like some of my neighbors on the street where I live, from much poorer countries with less abundance, to make a more abundant life here, doing hard and dirty work, but eager to do it, to get more freedom and abundance in their lives, for all of them and for us in this time. I'm going to read a poem which we've all read sometime, but we need to be reminded of what it says. The descendant of immigrants herself, Emma Lazarus, wrote this poem, and it's inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed and sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. A welcome to our ancestors, and a welcome to those who might yet want to join us in this abundant land that we must work to keep abundant, that we strive to keep free. And that is the great gift that our forebears gave to us as citizens of this nation. May it be so. Amen.